From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following Sunday's unofficial referendum to block the rewriting of Venezuela's constitution, the opposition has called for a national strike Thursday. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's opposition-organized vote aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to call off a July 30 ballot to form a special assembly. The country is reeling under years of food and medical shortages, rampant inflation, and high crime that the opposition blames on Mr. Maduro's policies. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
The political system's going from one that was once one of the shining examples of democracy in Latin America to an increasingly authoritarian regime that's starting to look a lot more like Cuba than, say, Costa Rica or Canada.
President Donald Trump has warned of strong and swift economic measures if the Maduro government goes ahead with the vote. Mr. Maduro called the opposition referendum illegal and vowed to push ahead with his plans to change the Constitution as the only way to pull the country out of its deep economic and social crisis. Daily protests against the government frequently blow up into violence. Nearly 100 have been killed in the last 3 months. Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai has met in Nigeria with the country's acting president, as well as some of the Chibok schoolgirls abducted by the militant group Boko Haram. She spoke of a state of emergency in education in the country.
Because the education of Nigerian girls and boys is really important, and the states, the government, the federal government and the local government, they all should be united for this.
The UN Children's Agency said Nigeria has more than 10 million children out of school. Yousafzai expressed hope more than 100 Chibok schoolgirls still in captivity would be freed soon. This is VOA News.